With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm now desperate for Liverpool to absolutely run a steam train through Manchester United.
Well, Hugh, girlfriend's an idiot.
Yeah, you. I'm sorry, mate.
Sorry, mate. Your girlfriend's an idiot. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the James and Flav For Now podcast with me, Yellow James, and Flav, Brown Flav. Can't say Brown Flav, can I? It sounds...
Green. Green.
Green, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
A bit of a murky colour. I'm trying to bring a bit of sunshine over here. What's your excuse?
I don't have one. You know, like rappers and that, yeah?
Yeah, I've heard
you know,
of
like,
them.
You know, like they you know, they talk about like drinking Moe in the club.
Yeah.
Moe's like...
With a bottle of Moe.
It's like 20, 25, 30 quid a bottle. Why are they... It's like...
Right.
It's like... Yeah. It's like celebrating that you're driving a top-of-the-range Vauxhall Astra.
Yeah. Well, yeah, riding down the street in a Vauxhall Astra. Yeah, they don't sing that, do they? All the rappers that do get trivialised, which is a shame.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah,
just for a record, actually, no football today. None. Because I don't want to talk about football.
Well, no, we're going to have to touch on football.
We're not talking about Spurs, though.
Here's a word used commonly in football media. The fallout of...
The rule is...
Spurs' draw with Fulham in a game they probably should have lost, if we're honest.
The rule is, if Spurs win, I talk about it. If we don't, I don't.
We've got to talk about it. We've got to talk about football.
No, we don't have to talk about it.
Okay, but we will give people the signal, of course, when we do.
I'm one half of this podcast, and I'm saying, at least a partner, that I don't have to talk about anything. I don't want to. 50%.
Okay. I'm happy to. I watched a lot of the games.
You're not talking about it either. Well,
I need a title for this video.
It isn't Tottenham. It can be Manchester United, the best team in the world.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can talk about... It's Man United, Liverpool in red, whatever day it's on, which we'll be talking about. We've got some absolutely brilliant quads. Quads? Quotes of the... I've got some great quads. Football podcast.
Do you know, can I just quotes. Before we get into the quotes of the week and whatnot, I'm not, like, because of the way Man United fans are suddenly, like little dirty worms, crawling out of the woodwork, like look, suddenly after being dormant for 7 years.
You know, they're like this. They're just walking about their day because they've not been concentrating on football for quite a while now. So, and they've just caught. Yeah. They've just spotted the Premier League table. They've gone. I support Manchester United.
Now I'm proud to say that I support Manchester United.
I love the football.
Yeah, I like the football.
The Manchester, the only team in Manchester.
People from London who refer to Alex Ferguson as Sir Alex need culling.
Well, that's just
they
general
need
respect.
Culling.
That's just general respect.
I don't agree that you should call any. I'm not bothered about United. I don't really give it any credence at all. It doesn't elevate someone for me. So if you're not only do you, you've done something to get knighted, what manager of a football team getting knighted? Like, what are you having a laugh? Isn't the £40 million in your bank enough? That everyone's like, actually, no, enjoy all that money. Also, become a sir of our nation. So if we go to war, you've got to pick up a sword and fucking fight Alex Ferguson.
Probably be a general, wouldn't he? Probably be quite good.
Yeah, but the wankers, the football wankers who refer to him as Sir Alex Ferguson.
You have to call him, once someone's knighted, you have to call him Sir, whatever it is.
Suck my dick. That's what I call him. Right. Suck my dick, yeah. Alex Ferguson. That's my prefix for him.
Yeah. Or Sid for short. Sid Alex Ferguson.
So all I'm saying is like going into this game, Red Sunday, whatever you want to call it, I'm back in Liverpool. I'm behind Liverpool now.
No, like, you Liverpool, can't do that.
No, fuck off. I can do it. I am doing it. I want Liverpool to win.
Hang on. Wait. Let's break this down. You're now supporting Liverpool.
Yes.
Because some people call Alex Ferguson Sir Alex Ferguson.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. I'm now desperate for Liverpool to absolutely run a steam train through Manchester United. All their fans are like, oh, look at us. We're amazing. 4 weeks ago, two months ago, maybe at most, me and you made a concerted effort to back Ollie when everyone was shitting on him. Yeah. Every single person, James, was shitting on him, right?
True.
Now they're top of the league. It's suddenly, oh, look how good, we're going to win the league again. Mate, take a little bit take a moment's pause. To remember
everyone,
the question.
Everyone watching, wherever you are, just because Flav's on a bit of a roll here. Take a moment's pause.
Take a moment's pause to remember the cretin that you used to be. Right? That's the person. The one that said, Ollie out, you're the cretin. Don't start like spouting about Man United going to win the league now. I've turned on Man United.
A bit of advice for Man United.
And we're no longer backing Ollie, by the way.
We've got a new club that we have to back because sometimes you don't even realise you're backing a club. I looked back at the clip from last week and we'll reveal the team that we will be backing because for those of you who are watching for the first time, basically we called Liverpool cracks before it happened because we're magical people and we called Man United, like Flav said, all you Man United fans who are saying Ollie out, you like Flav said, you were dumping on Ollie's head. And we walked into that mess and we picked him up, put him on a throne and lifted him high before anyone else would.
We picked him up, right? And we gave him a good clean. We rubbed all the shit off him. We changed his pants.
Yeah.
He
was like this. You know. Sometimes when like in films and stuff, someone gets given a bath, and it's just that bit of kindness. And he was like this. He had his knees up, and his knees up in the bath.
It wasn't a big bath. It was a little bath in the middle of the living room floor.
Yeah, and Flav and me both had just little like water jugs that you would use to make gravy or whatever it would be, and we were just getting the water. And Ollie was just there, and he was just okay. Put your head back.
Jim, also, we got, you went, the water's getting a bit tepid. Should we put a bit more hot water in? Yeah, go on then.
No, Flav went, should we put a bit more water in? Looked at Ollie and Flav just gave him a little wink and he went and then he turned it on. A bit more hot water. And Ollie he was in bits, Ollie. But we were the man glue he needed at the time.
And where are they? The top of the league now.
Top of the league,
right?
It's
done. We're no longer back in Man United. They've had their day in the sun. Watch them fall from this point onwards.
Indeed. Right? Final thing, Flav, a bit of advice maybe for... How do you come back from this if you at one point said Ollie out? If you said it with your chest, you said Ollie out, how do you recover from this?
I respect it. I do. I respect it because you got to flip-flop as a football fan. You have to. I do it. I do it all the time. Right now, I'm thinking, is Jose Mourinho the right man for the job? Probably ain't.
Not sure.
But win a couple, then he definitely is. No, I respect it, but you also respect my position.
Lee Dixon went after you yesterday. Woo.
After who?
Went after Mourinho. You could see. There was a gentle glint. I like Lee Dixon as a pundit, but there was a gentle glint in his eye of like, yeah, here we go. That's right. You're not winning the game. Well, if you're not winning the game, I'm coming after your tactical style. And he did.
But was he going after his tactical style when we beat Leeds 3-0? No, he wasn't. He was spunking up Bielsa's arse, probably. That's too much, isn't it? That's even for me. That's too much. But this is the thing with the most boring punditry, and I'm guilty of it as well. The most boring punditry is digging the Spurs system out when it fails and then loving it when it wins, because there is no happy medium. And I'm not having another conversation about it. I've literally said it 100 times since Mourinho's been in. It is what it is. He is our manager for the next 2 years. It's going to be this way. There may be trophies on the way. I don't care how we play. If in the next 2 years we pick up a pot or two, then fine.
Right.
But yeah, when we play badly or when we don't win, you do pick it apart. But the fact is...
Are Spurs... If Spurs were politics... Oh, sorry, Jose Mourinho at Spurs were politics. Are you Melania Trump? And is Jose Donald Trump? Where you're going, well, yeah, I know. You know, I know. It is a bit vulgar. But I'm going to... You know, I might get some... I'll get some nice dresses out of it.
What? Spend the next 18 months just going, oh, Christ, I want this to be over. I want to see us playing football.
What's he said? He said something else, Melania.
So, but what it is it's not... The way you're playing is irrelevant. It's how you interpret it. If something bad happens in your life, right, significantly, then it's how you react to that bad instance is how it affects you. So if I choose to look on the positive side of everything that happens at Tottenham, I'm going to be a happier person for it. These people saying, I get tweets, people going, When are you going to start addressing the problem? I'm never going to address the
problem. When are you going to start addressing the problem? People say that to you.
Yeah, all the time. When are you going to pull your head out of the sand and start realising that Jose Mourinho's football isn't good enough for Tottenham?
Open your eyes, Flav.
Look, do you think I haven't been watching football for 25 years? Of course I can see that the football isn't entertaining and it's frustrating to watch. Am I going to spend an hour a week lamenting it and talking about how bad it is? Fuck no, because I want to be happy. You fucking think about it. You talk to your mates about it. I'm not your mate. Mm. You go and talk to your mates.
Any thoughts on Fulham?
I'm actually in a good mood today, by the way.
Are you? Are you?
Yeah. Right. Fulham, fantastic. Fucking great.
They're right, like, you know.
Yeah. Like Scott Parker.
God bless him. He's like a little action figure, isn't he?
No, but he's underrated and people do dig him out because of what he sounds like and what he looks like. But...
And the music bed that accompanies most of his interviews.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But the last five games, they played really well. They didn't deserve... I thought they probably may have deserved to get a win, really, against Spurs and against Liverpool. So, they deserve it. I think they're going to get out. They've got some really good players. Loftus-Cheek is an absolute gem. You play him at number 10. The ball goes into him. He doesn't lose it. You can't get the ball off him because he's so strong. Like, I genuinely would have him at Tottenham.
He's going to get that. That move will come. Lookman's such a talent. And what I quite like about Fulham and Scott Parker's what he's done, like the substitutes that he brings on, because they have to kind of defend quite deep. They then have these players who like progress the ball, like they dribble with the ball like 30, 40 yards, like Lookman or like Camara's not that great, but Carvalho? He was brilliant. Or Cavalera, I can't say his name.
Yeah, I know.
He was brilliant last night as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was. And out of the two teams, one looked like a top six team and one didn't. And it was definitely Fulham. They deserved it. But it's the way we play. And sometimes we do make people look better than they are. I don't think that's the case here, but it has been previously. And if you look at it in terms of chances, Son hit the post. We had about three gilt-edged chances that in other games would have gone in. The bizarre thing about it is as good as Fulham played, we could have won 4-1. And that's Tottenham in a nutshell. But we didn't. They deserved it. We didn't deserve to win. And it is what it is. But the season's a long time.
Long way to go.
And remember, Tottenham can win games against big teams. And that's something we know. That's something that Jose Mourinho has done over and over again. So drawing one or two we should win isn't the end of the world. But
I guess the payoff is that there's going to be those frustrations where you like dominate a first half of a game. And then like this one, you dropped 2 points, didn't you really? Right.
Yeah, if you talk on paper, yeah.
Yeah. But like because of that way of playing. So as much as it kind of works for you, it could be what costs you at the end of it, because I think you're...
Yeah, but...
It's tough, isn't it? Do you think... If we're at the halfway stage now, so this is suggesting that you're going to... I reckon you need about 81, 82 points...
For what?
To win the league.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, probably on the way the season's gone so far. Maybe, yeah, it'll be a low points total.
So you've kind of got to do better than you did last year. So that's, I think that's the, like, and that doesn't mean it's over for Spurs, obviously. Like, in terms of horses in this title race, football, guys, football, just to be clear, we've drifted towards it, and I'm sorry I didn't signal earlier, but Flav, can you just do football for me? It's now, guys, it's now. But honestly, don't worry. It's not for long. It's not for long. But whilst we're here. Yeah, in terms of horses into the title race, that's the thing for, like, for all these teams. That, what happens a lot of the time is people go, I feel like people forget that teams can get better or worse. Like, people go, at this moment in time, and that's what it's going to be like forever. Like, I think Spurs defensively are generally pretty good. And do you see Højbjerg smash up Loftus-Cheek after he got hit in the face by him?
It's
great.
He's one
of my favourite players. He's so cool.
Yeah.
I like that he's number five as well. He's like, do you want? Can I make it any more clear? I'm a defensive player. Five. But yeah, for you guys, I agree. Like, the way that you're going to play against these top six, seven, eight teams in the league, not the big six, is a really good way to play. It's these games against the Fulham or the rest of them that you need to be able to break them out. You need to get better at that. Like, Mourinho will know that.
It's a shame. Well, the biggest problem really was, he'll know that, but he plays Sissoko as a wide right midfielder, which is a really odd decision. Like, Sissoko can play well in one position, and that's as kind of number eight next to Højbjerg, where he plays it like a double pivot, but he has license to go forward, whereas Højbjerg just sits, right?
Yeah.
What Mourinho did yesterday was decide to play Winks in that position and put Sissoko as the wide right midfielder, which he doesn't have. He's got graft and he's got guile, and sometimes through means of chaos he can blunder his way intentionally, weirdly, ironically, blunder his way through a back line. He causes problems for a team, but it's not pretty to watch. And when you need to break a team down, he's just not the guy. And I'm not second-guessing Jose Mourinho, even though that's exactly what I'm doing. But, I'd rather...
There's enough on the bench. There were other options on the bench.
Gareth Bale was sitting there.
What's going on with Gareth Bale? What's happening there? Is he not fit?
No, he is. I mean, he's back from injury, so maybe he isn't fit, but...
And they've just been really slow with it. I don't understand what's happening there. Because that's a perfect game for him.
Yeah, you'd think.
You would have thought. In terms of horses, then... If I gave you five horse cards, here are your horse cards, Flav. And you can only give five horse cards out to title race contenders. Who are your five horses? Because there is the technicality of, like, of course, literally anyone down to 10th is still kind of in it, I guess. Who are your five horse? Who are you giving your horse cards to?
Providing no one gets sacked and everyone stays as they are, I'm going to give them to Man United, Liverpool, Man City, Leicester and Tottenham.
Yep. Chelsea are out of it.
If they keep Lampard, they're out of it. If they change and get in, I don't know who they'd get.
Avram Grant would be great. Just to hold his hand.
They're in trouble, Chelsea, at the moment. And I don't think it'll be long. Lampard won't be long for this world.
I've got a funny feeling.
He's not going to kill himself.
Yeah.
Just
this world, the world of football management, Premier League football management. I keep looking at that table and I just keep thinking, the teams that light up are Liverpool and Man City. Like, I still don't buy it with United. I'm not there yet.
Well, we've already made our decision, so it's the end for them. They're not going to make it. I should have given their one to
Manglu's over. Is it Manglu's over?
I think
I've got a funny feeling Liverpool and Man City are going to kind of just gently pull away now. Man City, I think, look really strong,
They've come in, they're starting to pick up some... They just look good again, don't they? They look good. I never watch Manchester City play. I find them so boring. But they look the part now. They're starting to get results, starting to dominate possession and dominate teams.
Do you know those seasons where you go, who won the league? Oh yeah, Man United won it again, didn't they? It was sort of like the third time. It was like second in 3 years they'd won it. That feels like this for me. Like, Man City aren't the Man City of last year or 2 years or 3 years ago, but they play the same way, and they're so kind of, they're quite function. They're functionally very good. So I think they'll keep marching forward. For Liverpool, that's why I think Liverpool are kind of like, my gut keeps going, oh, I don't think they will do it. But then my head says they've just still got so much quality that they should be right there at the end. So, but it is those two that still keep like lighting up when I look at the table. It's Manchester United. I tell you what, if Manchester United do Liverpool this weekend, then I might have to start to concede. I just think they're so reliant on Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah. It's at Anfield, isn't it?
I can't remember.
I can't believe the first time in my life I'm actually like, come on, Liverpool. I've had such a disdain for Liverpool.
It's at Anfield. It's at Anfield, yeah.
So many years, and now I'm just like, fucking hope Liverpool do them.
What is it really? It's really well. Which bit again? The Sir Alex bit?
No, not even. I don't know. Just like, I don't like cocky fans, right? And I get it. I'm cocky, right? I don't like it. I don't like when you're on top, suddenly come out Woodburn going, oh, look at my lovely feathers. Look how beautiful
I am. Do you know what? The one thing I would disagree with that slightly, because I would just go, I actually think Man United fans have generally been quite humble about the fact that it's gone wrong. Because
everybody's humble. They haven't got any choice, James.
They could kick off a lot heavier than they have done. Over the years, I think they went, look, we had this gluttony of trophies and we go, right, we're going to have to take our medicine for a bit. And I haven't seen too much about Man United fans kicking off
football. Well, I have. And it may be because the way I am on these videos and on other videos that I'm on, but I get a lot of ats from dweebs. Yeah. And I've just seen it. And I've never had it from Man United fans. I've never even said anything bad about Man United generally, but now they're out of the woodwork, coming out, going, giving me stick, yeah. Which is fine.
Which is a lack of respect towards you, because you've picked them off the floor, as we've explained earlier.
They don't know that we, you know, what's two people handed? By-handedly. By-handedly. Yeah. Delivered them to the top of the table. Exactly. No, it's fine. It's like everyone is top. Like, if I was top, I'd be unbearable and nothing can touch you. No criticism can touch you. No people be saying anything about your football club. Nothing can touch you when you're top of the league.
Mm.
And I understand it. And I wouldn't be gloating about being top of the league, because we have been top of the league for 5 weeks this year. And I don't think I was overtly smug or anything like that. But yeah, Man United fans haven't been top for 1 week. Suddenly like it's the return of the days of old. And I'm just thinking, I've been on Liverpool's back for a long time. I've given them a lot of stick. People actually think that I genuinely hate them. They think I'm like, I remember having a conversation with Loz, and Loz went, you're trolling, but you actually mean it. I went, yeah, that's pretty much it. But now I'm fucking like, I'm back in Liverpool for this one. I am. I want Liverpool to absolutely smash Man United to pieces.
Okay. Rob Turner says, Man United fans, this is your time to stay likable. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. No. Is that what you want? Is that what you want, though? That kind of goes against some of your principles, Flav.
Not really. It's not what I want.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. As football fans, it's about partisanship, and it's not about being likable. But that doesn't mean you can't react to that, and that's what I'm doing. Fair enough. Quite badly.
Right. Do you know what people were saying in the comments last week? Where is it? Where is it? So many great comments this week. Can we have a signal when the football chat has finished? Says Declan Murphy. Okay, I don't know what you want. Yeah. Okay.
Are we done with the football chat?
It will return with a later. But for now, that's your signal when the football chat has finished, Declan and everyone else. There you go. Right, let's look back, like all great podcasts do, and self-flagellate with comments about how great the podcast is. Is that a word?
Self-flagellate?
Yeah.
I think flagellate means if you, like, priests would flagellate if they've sinned.
Have I got that wrong?
They would hit themselves with a whip.
Self-flagellation. I thought that was a word. Maybe it's wrong.
It is a word. I've just told you what it means, James.
What, ringing a bell?
No. If they whip themselves, if they felt that they caused a sin, so they would...
The opposite of what I'm doing now. Right.
It depends if you're into pain, isn't it? A lot of people are into pain during sex. It's fine. If you're into it, you flogging or beating, either as a religious discipline or for sexual gratification. So that's what we're doing.
Hey, like, there you go. I was right.
I often masturbate while reading the comments. So there you go.
Okay, speaking of quotes in the pod, last week, if you didn't see last week's pod, it was very, very funny. It was good. Go check it out. Larry Zachowski, if someone wants to lick raw chicken, then I think they deserve salmonella. That's for you, Flav, I think. Avoid salmonella and salt, fellow slugs. Dennis Cregan, quote of the pod, oh, she's definitely lost a grandparent by now. Analogy as well. Seb Walton, quote of the pod, can we have three cheers for crying children?
Good.
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 Freddie Ray Media, quote of the pod, I like pain. Can you go back to the woman, please?
that was wicked, that bit. I love that. We've got more of that. We've got more crying children.
Well, is the answer. No one put any links in, so there are no crying children. If you want the bit of crying children in football to return, you need to put links in the comments below. So put links in the comments below. And final quote of the pod, Joshua Jackson. What he must be is 10, 11, right? His world is literally crushing around him. His whole world is being destroyed and he doesn't know what to do. That was Flav talking about a Brazil fan, a 10-year-old Brazil fan at 4-1 or 7-1 in the famous Brazil defeat to Germany. If you like laughing at crying children, firstly, this is the podcast for you. Hit that subscribe button. Secondly, go check out last week's pod. We also had a lot of new subs, which is glorious. Too many to mention on the pod, but for one, I'm going to go Edward Mace. New sub, Boomerang. We'll be coming back for more of this.
Bosh, my kind of guy. Fantastic. That's someone who, well, what's great about that is that means they're relatively new to the podcast, just sub to your channel, and they stayed along to the very end to know what Boomerang meant. That,
glorious.
To me, blows my mind because what I actually assume with this pod, as much as like we've got 18K, I don't know if anyone know that last week, 18,000 people watch this podcast. And I just assume they come for the thumbnail and they might stick around for 5 minutes and fuck off. Sorry, leave. I've got to stop swearing. Leave. And but no, they're staying. They're crazy bastards.
Nutcases, yeah. We've picked someone's interest. There's a lot of boomerangs, so thank you very much for everyone who did that for us. For anyone who is like, what's boomerang mean? Shame on you. Shame on you.
Yeah. Get out.
Speaking of newbies, we have a patron. We do a mailbag every single week, generally on a Tuesday. There is a link in the description if you want to get involved. And we've got some more new slugs who've incredibly slowly come through the door because they're slugs. Jude Critchley. Welcome, Jude. Thank you very much.
These new patrons.
I haven't got my applause, damn. These are patrons, yeah. Jude Critchley. Cam Brady.
Thanks for the money.
Rufus Atchell. And Daniel Harilak, I think. Thank you very much. If you want to have your name read out on the podcast and enjoy the mailbag with us, where we honestly talk about absolutely everything, then become a patron if you want to.
No one wants that, though, Jim. No one goes, oh, yeah, I'd love my name read out on the podcast, would they?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd do it for anyone. I'll read it out. I'll read them out. At me. Oh, they have to become patrons.
No, you can read out whatever.
No, you pay. You want your fucking name read out, you pay, bitch.
And bonus content, importantly. Bonus content. The starting 11 said this. For my media coursework, I had to watch a podcast from a list and then a pod of my choice. Brackets this one.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I got stuck on the first question, however. What genre is it? In the end, I had to write... It's a podcast about football, but not directly about football, with hilarious in-jokes and the best analysis on the outskirts of football, not the games themselves, but the conspiracy theories about the badges and managers' gaffes. If that doesn't get me a distinction, I don't know what will. Keep it up, chaps. Yeah, good luck.
How would you define the genre of this pod? It's football. But is it?
Some people go, I'm a comedian. You're working in a bar. Yeah, no. But I am a comedian. I'm wary. I don't want to be that. People seem to find the podcast funny, but I don't want to call it a comedy podcast. because that's me suggesting that I'm funny, which I'm not comfortable with. Do you know what I mean?
But
so yeah, I feel more comfortable with it being a football podcast. It's I like the best definition I've had is it's almost a football podcast. I think that's,
I feel like some sort of Machiavellian underhand play here, Jim.
Honestly, it's not. I'm being hugely transparent.
You're saying that though because you don't want
can't
to
win
appear
in this conversation. I'm backing away. No, you say what you want. I think people come back because they seem to find it funny. Right, that's what I'm bloody saying.
I mean, yeah.
What genre
right.
are you calling it?
Well, it's not
factual, is it?
Well, I'm doing stand up. I'm going to do stand up just so I can say I'm a comedian on a comedy podcast.
Yeah. Have you checked out my comedy podcast? James is fluffing out.
Who says that?
No, but people say they're a comedian.
Yeah, but you're allowed.
Some people
to
crowbar it in when they're like, "Yeah, no, the thing is, though, I'm a comedian or presenter." They used to do it. People do presenter, and that makes me feel sick as well. Anyway.
Yeah, the presenter when they haven't had. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You're right.
But I think you got to earn that. You got to earn that. Matt Smith. Just checking in. All right, so here we go. Top three comments. What I do really like, guys, keep doing this, is like the comments that you really like because the top three will be read out each week because it makes it easier for me, okay? So,
yeah.
Dan, top three this week. In at number three. Mohammed Alumki couldn't have asked for a better start to a Friday morning because the render took so long, so I had to put it out on a Friday. 56
likes. 56
likes in that bad boy. Guto Bedwer. Just to be clear, I milked Glenn Hoddle dry. which is a quote of the pod. 45 likes on that bad boy. Oh, actually, that's less. Hang on a minute. What is it underneath when I clicked on
Yeah, Mohammed is second.
So Mohammed, you're second. You're second. And in top place. Matt Smith. Just checking in. A new feature of James and Flav play GeoGuessr would be delightful. 84 likes. Congratulations. Do you know what GeoGuessr is, Flav?
Yeah, it's like guessing where somewhere is on a map.
Lovely. Well, let's play. Let's play GeoGuessr because I've got it here right now.
Last week, we absolutely nailed Cheltenham and Mansfield.
Oh, mate. Anyone, go back and watch the second half of the podcast because I was like, hang on a minute. You scroll in. We've got Mansfield. I was like, yeah, shut your mouth. Smash that.
Right. Just to add a football element to this, name the main clubs that play in both Cheltenham and Mansfield.
That's not difficult trivia, is it?
It's not difficult. Mansfield Town and Cheltenham Town.
Yeah, exactly. We should be getting that. Right. Hang on. The location game. So first of all, Dan Hodgson, I got rinsed on a pod for the first time when I gave the real reason of the Lincoln badge. And now they're taking the piss out of my town, Mansfield, because no one has heard of it. But I just keep crawling back like a little slug. So sorry about that, Dan.
Yeah,
so in the annoying thing is, some people said location game, you know, find Shrewsbury and Yeovil. Dr. Zill, yes. Congrats on locating Cheltenham and Mansfield, boys. Please find Port Vale for me. If Anne Davies said, I dare you to find Clonethley on the map. So we could do it that way. Or I do have GeoGuessr here right now, which is a game where I'm up for playing this. So let's do this one first. So Flav, where is that place? This is slightly different format. Football podcast.
What is that? It's not even England.
So, well, from the clues, I can zoom in wherever you want. That's as far out as I can go.
It could be anywhere on the planet.
Yeah, on here you've got a guess.
Well, I'm not. What in? Can you change it to the UK? I can't guess fucking that. It could be anywhere in the West.
Well, that's the point. No, that's the game. There are clues up here. Look, there's a clue up here. There's a clue up there. There's a clue over here, zooming in.
I like the idea. Think it through.
I have thought it through. Someone's made an app for it. I'm not thought it through. I'm just following the rules.
Just do me a favour, just for a second. Go to map up the top. Can you not change that to UK? No, all right. Oh, God. All right. If I have to, I'm saying that feels like Spanish. It's about like some sort of Latin.
Okay. Where do you want
to
go?
But that might be Uruguay. Is that the Euro? No, is that... What's that? What's that badge? Maybe that's the Middle East. Fuck knows. Beirut. I'm going Beirut.
He's gone Beirut. Where the hell is Beirut?
All right, go over to Europe.
Hang on, where am I? There we go. Where is Beirut? I should know this, really, shouldn't I? So down here? you've had a mare.
Can't remember. Maybe.
Where is around... Beirut? Guys,
I think it's like around Lebanon, is that Lebanon way to the right?
You got to go Lebanon way. And then,
hey, it's Lebanon. It's the capital of Lebanon. I knew it was. Lebanon. There you go. Beirut. Bosh.
Where? Oh, there we go. There we go. There we go.
Thank you very much.
Right, Beirut. He's gone with Beirut. Let's see.
This is shit. Doesn't like it.
All right, that's fine. We move on to
It's impossible.
I understand that. Right, let's play the normal game then. We tried GeoGuessr, so we gave it a go. Okay? Gave it a bloody go. Hang on, let me just
get
off.
So what we've got, Yeovil and... So who's going to do what? I'll take Yeovil or... What's the other one?
So we've got... We've got Shrewsbury and Yeovil.
All right, which one do you want?
Yeovil.
Okay, go on then.
Right, Yeovil. I'm going, I know it's down here, but not exactly sure where it's down here. It's right, I think it's down. I want to go with, I'm going to go up. It's a massive guess, but I'm going to go here.
I know. The thing about this is I know approximately there. Where Yeovil is. And it's, no, it's not there.
Is it not there?
No, it's further east.
Further east? What, down here?
East, that's west. Further east.
It's not east, that's...
Come out.
This is terrible podcasting.
Yeovil's there, look.
There it is.
Right over there.
Yeah, yeah. So, not a million... Yeah, that's bad, isn't it? That's not good enough. Right, dick's out. Yeah.
It's not far from me. Dick's out. All right.
Good luck, Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury, I think, is... If you scroll in a little bit, in down... You see where England is?
Yeah.
Just south of there.
Yeah.
A little bit around there, Shrewsbury, I think.
I'll give you a little bit more. Where do you want?
There.
Stratford-upon-Avon. Shrewsbury, where are you? Reveal. No, yeah, up here.
Oh, bollocks.
Damn.
All right, I think that's the end of that game, isn't it, as well?
Fits the end of that bit, for sure. I think sometimes you just got to let it run its course so that we know that it is terrible and was just a moment's gold nugget in the podcast, never to be seen again. We move forward. Sorry to those...
Hello, Mum.
Thank you for remembering.
That's all right. We're just recording the podcast. My mum's anniversary today, 1 year anniversary.
Oh. Happy anniversary.
I'm talking to James. This is being recorded live just for you, Mum.
It's in celebration of your darling mother.
Yeah, gotta go.
Yeah. You're nice for a bit there.
Enough.
Okay.
This is a thing that you think that I'm mean to my mum.
Yeah.
Like, on the phone.
It's a joke. Yeah, it's a joke.
Is it?
Because you're actually really nice to me, aren't you?
Right, next bit.
Glenn Hoddle's story. Speaking of bits that will last probably one more week, I did a Glenn Hoddle story last week, and we spoke about Glenn just a bit earlier in the pod. So there was another Glenn Hoddle story from Nathan C.Y. Here's a Glenn story that to make you chuckle. I love this. I can totally, just wherever you are, close your eyes and imagine this scene. My missus, here's a Glenn Hoddle story that will make you chuckle. My missus caught him in his pants in the Zara in Windsor in the changing rooms whilst trying on some trousers. I presume they were chinos of some sort. He simply turned around, waved and politely said, "Hi there, love," and continued what he was doing.
Lovely.
What a guy. He is. If anything, I think Glenn was delighted that someone caught him because, you know, he's a player of the 80s. He was used to short shorts. And for him, it was just like, yeah, yes, those are my thighs.
I am Glenn Hoddle.
Yes. Don't be alarmed. It's Jamie Redknapp. if you don't know that story, then you should have been, you know, you've missed out on that gold. Now you should have been a slug earlier. Right. We move on. Liverpool cracks. Oh, God. Actually, Joe, I haven't even read this comment. This will be the last Liverpool cracks, actually, baby, because apparently we're supporting them now. And actually, I will reveal who we are supporting and
we're
actually
not
giving
glue. Liverpool, no, just no. In this game. Okay, we're against Man United.
Right, I literally read the first bit of this and I thought I'll pop it in and we'll see if there are some cracks here. Because this feels like a bite because it's so long. Ryan Maxwell. I bet Ryan Maxwell's just gone, shit. Ryan Maxwell. So I have no idea what he's written it. As a Liverpool fan, actually, I'm getting this totally wrong. Ryan Maxwell, well, this is a different kind of cracks. Turning on his own club here, Ryan.
Right.
As a Liverpool fan, I can see the cracks. It's been evident since last season, yet we kept scraping the results. Salah's explosive first season caused teams to double mark him the following season, so in return it created space for Mane to be a lot more effective. Teams then defended deep to limit the space behind. This was the worst thing for Liverpool, as Bobby's job was to drag centre-backs forward so Mo and Mane could run into the vacant space behind. Liverpool are arguably the world's best at pressing, but this only works when the opposition are spread out. This is why Liverpool's possession nowadays is so high. This causes Klopp to rely on a lot of crosses from the wing-backs, and it came up clutch a lot more than expected last season. This season, the opposition are still sitting deep, but are always supporting their wing-backs with midfielders to cancel out switch of plays towards the corner flags, and Liverpool waste a lot of time and energy. Robbo or Trent bust a gut to get to the end of the ball, and if, when they are overloaded and have to recycle, it's very easy to counter us at the moment with our three first-team centre-backs out. Fabinho is doing great, but we have sacrificed what he does at central defensive midfield, and no one else comes close to replicating what he brings in the six role. Liverpool can't break through deep lines as well as City, and Klopp's plan B seems to be crossing the balls until someone miraculously gets onto the end of one.
Wow. We'll see. He knows Liverpool better than me. I don't think Man United will be sitting deep too much.
Turning on Although his own club, can you believe that?
I don't think he's doing that. I think he's given a fair...
Calm take.
A fair assessment based on what he sees with his eyeballs.
Okay. So, last week we were saying, who should we help now? And I said Sheffield United, and you said, no, James, they're crap, they're rubbish.
I didn't believe in our magic. I didn't actually believe we were real. I didn't know that we had the magical ability to turn football clubs around. I didn't know that was a... I doubted it. I just thought... We've done this weird little thing where we back Man United and it just so happens that they turned into a force. But you said to Sheffield United, they haven't won a game all season. They've lost 95% of their games in the Premier League.
Yeah.
They've only won two on the bounce since backing them.
There we go. Chris Mira. So since Jim wanted to back Sheffield United with the Jaffa magic, they've now won two from two since this pod came out. Can they do it with Jaffa behind them? And also, round of applause for Nate Young, who's a Newcastle United fan and obviously didn't think it through. He said, back Sheffield United. It got 13 likes and then they went on to beat Newcastle United earlier in the week. So Sheffield United is official. We are backing Sheffield United to get themselves out of this mess, and it could happen with the help of the Jaffan Magic.
Can I wait a week?
Because you're Spurs.
Yeah, I do not want Sheffield to United.
Well, I'm going wholeheartedly behind the Sheffield United crew.
I'll wait for a week.
Let us know in the chat of the live from the patrons. Are you happy with us backing Sheffield United? Joe Barrow has said no. I think that's on a personal level. He said, I can't back Sheffield United. Apologies, boys.
Why is that?
I don't know.
He must be a Wednesday fan.
Maybe. Why not, says Catherine?
Lead moment.
Rob Turner's 100% happy. Okay. Right. It's decided. They need it so up the blaze, says Just Powell. Good. Right, Sheffield United, they're going to smash up the Spurs, finish their title chances and march their way up the Premier League. How many points are they off at the moment? Come on, the lads.
They're a lot.
5 points. What are they? Hang on. So they are... And nine points.
Sorry, 5 points. Jeez, nine.
It's fine. It's happening. You watch. That'll be five wins in no time. And they'll be like...
Oh, if they got out of it from here, Jesus, Chris Wilder needs a medal.
Well, we need a medal, don't we?
We need a medal. Sorry, not Chris Wilder. They had the overlapping fullbacks. Now they've got the Jaffan podcast. Yeah, overlapping centre-backs. Well,
yeah. Find a podcast that goes round side of football. And that's us. Right.
Not me. When you do that high-pitched thing, luckily for me, Discord, which we use to record, it cuts out, so I never hear it.
You say that every week. You say that every single week.
Just so you know.
Okay, one or two derby games. Let's have a look at the games involved this week. Good luck, everyone, for your respective teams, in particular, the mighty Sheffield United. So here are your big games this week, and here they are. Where are we? So we're recording before the Arsenal Palace game. Wolves West Brom, Leeds Brighton, West Ham Burnley, Fulham Chelsea, Leicester Southampton, and Sunday Sheffield United Spurs. Come on the Blades. Liverpool, Man United, Man City, Palace, and then Arsenal playing Newcastle on Monday night. And there are a few derby games in there.
Before you go into the derby games, can you just go back on that for a second? what game will garner the least viewership, given the fact that everybody on there, all games on there, they're all on telly. They're all on telly, right? Which one will have the lowest circulation, lowest viewership?
Well, I guess what might be interesting is, who do you think? Do you think more people have got Prime Video, or do you think more people have got Sky or BT?
Prime Video by a country mile.
Mm. I think it's still getting to a point where people don't know the games on Prime Video. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not.
There's also the fact that you've got to think about the fan base, the size of the fan base, the global fan base.
Sure.
So you take that into account. So I'm going to say the smallest viewership.
Can I add one caveat? You can't pick a game with Burnley in it.
No, that's unfair. I'm going to say, I think it's an obvious one, Wolves and West Brom.
As a Black Country derby?
Yeah, no one's watching that shit. No one gives a shit about that derby. That's one derby.
Racist towards the Midlands. Yep. It was you all along! It was you!
I don't care.
Okay.
The biggest, obviously, Liverpool, Man United. Oh my God, the biggest game in the world. Oh God, I love football so much. Let me just give a quick wank about it. Such a big game.
Give a wank. Yeah. Lots of people can't wank at the moment. Can you give just one wank a month?
Do you know, I read something
people
the other
are,
day,
give loads!
Jim, I read something the other day that donating your sperm is becoming a hot commodity, worth a lot of money.
Please, poor use of the word hot there.
Hot commodity. no, listen, you can make lots of money by donating your sperm now. It's like worth its weight in gold. Seriously, look it up on the internet. If you're short of cash, like there must be some students in the patrons or people watching this. If you're a student and you need a bit of money, all students do, just pop down the local clinic. Spunk in a cup, get yourself 100 quid. And you can spend that on whatever you like. Treat yourself.
Rob Turner says, yeah, sperm and blood plasma. Rob Turner, I mean, I might. So he's thinking about it.
Why wouldn't you? I don't understand. How many times? Rob has probably wanked 15 times this week. How old is he?
I don't know, 21, I think.
21, definitely. At least 15 times this week. That you're literally throwing away about 600 quid worth. You're spunking 600 worth.
You're spunking it up the wall.
You're spunking up the wall. 16. And I bet. I bet he just leaves it on the floor as well. Doesn't.
Oh, Flav. Come on, man.
Just give it a light. Sorry, bro.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm saying just don't waste it. Just fucking get paid. Get money, man.
Just give it a hug. Oh man. Good lord. Oh, I needed that.
Football.
Right, derby games. Oh my word, that's brilliant. Top five, that's right next to sandwich. Oh, okay, derby games. Smithy's back.
Smithy D
with the derby games. He is glorious.
What I want to know, Smith, I want to know, do you watch the pod or just do you react to this lovely sort of Twitter thing as well? Like, it's good. This works for Twitter, doesn't it? Do you watch the pod, Smith? Don't give him a clue. I just want to know.
Yeah, I'd be amazed. He's just busy making his own content.
He's fucking so busy. He's content. Oh, go and follow. If you don't, really, sub to Smithy.
Yeah, sub to Smith. He's a hero. Man City versus Palace is the... M56 via the M40, but when you're leaving, chuck a left on Espliff Road. I know Lavender Gardens is tempting, but it's a one-way street and cars are forever slowing down, looking for spaces. Derby.
I know it's a lovely street.
Yeah, I love that. Chuck a left on Espliff Road. I know Lavender Gardens is tempting, but it's a one-way street and cars are forever slowing down, looking for spaces. Derby.
Good stuff. Good
Great work from Smith. One of the best. Chris. Fulham versus Chelsea. We've got a lot of derby games this week. It's brilliant. Fulham versus Chelsea is the parents shouldn't feed their own kids derby.
Should feed. Is this because they're wealthy or what's
yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it. Right. I think I've got another... actually, I might go back to certain clubs. Liverpool versus... this is Nico. Liverpool versus United is this week's Paul Rudd derby. As in, who would have thought? Not me.
What, that Man United and Liverpool would be top of the league?
Yeah, I'm not sure I can give you that as a derby.
Yeah, sorry, Nico.
Yeah. Chris Sayer, Leeds versus Brighton. A lot of Leeds versus Brighton derby games this week. Leeds versus Brighton is the... Don't you just love watching them, derby?
Yeah.
You, Flav, although you've turned on them, you hate them now, don't you?
Who?
Leeds. I love Leeds. If I had to support another club, I think I'd support Leeds, you know.
What, no, you'd support Biazzi, is what you're saying. Not
Leeds. Yeah, I guess maybe that's true. But like, I don't know. True. Yeah, maybe that's it. It's not Biazzi, it's just like the magic of it all. I love it.
Oh, come on. You're making me throw up in my own mouth.
Oh, it is, though. It's magic.
Yeah, less it's so, fucking fantastic that they're conceding goals left, right, centre, getting slapped 3-0
scoring
by
goals left, right, centre.
No, are they? Because they've conceded 6 and not scored a single goal in the last 2 games.
That is a small a small data set, isn't it? 2 games.
Leeds will finish 14th, probably.
Yeah, and will have entertained the masses.
And then next season, people would have figured them out. And
You can't figure out speed and intensity. You can't figure it out.
Okay, we'll see. It's not, I don't, like, actually, look, I've said this, so just for the final fucking time, I'll say this as well. I like Leeds being in the league. They play wonderful football. It's really, really entertaining to watch. And I would much rather play Leeds than play Burnley because it's so much easier.
Fair enough. Jackson, Leeds versus Brighton is the XG Merchant Derby. Both very highly expected goals. Bailey Hall, Leeds versus Brighton. The PE teacher who does an extra subject. This is great. The PE teacher who does an extra subject on the side derby. You've got Bielsa, who coaches the first 11 football team along with a splash of badminton, but excels in art on a Thursday morning with the year eights. And Potter is the typical PE / geography combo, has a promising year seven side. But that was good.
very
I can
good.
See that. I can picture it. Yeah, Bielsa wouldn't. He wouldn't manage the. He wouldn't manage the year seven side.
Is it that what? So just maybe I've just misjudged this. Everybody's saying that Bielsa and Potter deserve better clubs than they're at. That's what this is about. I've just figured it out.
Who's saying that?
No, they are saying that because they're saying, "Oh, Bielsa, look what he's doing with the team he's got." Saying that if he had a better team, they would be really great. Oh, he's only got little leads. He's only got their bunch of players. Look how well he's doing. Imagine what he could do with a team that has better resources than Leeds done or a better squad. That's what he's saying. If anything, it's an insult to Leeds fans by actually rating them. And also, Graham Potter, another thing. Let me just finish, Jim, and you can go. Everyone rates Graham Potter's football. Love it. And it's nice football. He did well at Ostersund, right? Really good. Beat Arsenal over two legs. Fantastic stuff. They're digging out Brighton by rating him.
They're saying,
yeah, leave that football club, go and find someone with more resources, you'll do better.
Who's they?
Glenn Hoddle.
Yeah. Okay. What I would say is, for the Leeds example, they've got links with the 49ers and, you know, money being put in. They've got a bit of cash. So it depends on Bielsa. If Bielsa, like, used it as a lily pad to bounce to a bigger club, then you're right. But if he sticks around for the next 5 years and spends money and has a team that overall is miles better than this one, then you're wrong.
Won't know.
You're just wrong.
No, it's just wrong. All right, fine. Well, we agree to disagree, don't we?
That can happen.
Rob Turner's looked it up.
Looked up what?
Well, how much you get paid for a specimen. He says it's 25 quid. 35 quid for all the rigmarole and the blood test for a wank doesn't feel worth it. Right, so you're saying that you're happy to throw away £35 every time you knock one out.
Joe Barrel says, I reckon you could haggle him up to 40. look.
Rob, you must have money to burn, mate. Yeah. I'm going down the clinic every time I need one. It's Flav. I'm just gonna pop by. Can you have my money ready? Yep, and the cup. Yep, cheers.
I love it. In that at the where of what's it called? What would we call at the clinic or wherever where you go and do that? I can imagine me just walking in, and go, is Flav here? And they go, what, Gareth Flavel? Yeah, he's in one of the rooms. I'm not sure which one though. And I'll just pause for a second and I'll hear, just give me a line. All right, isn't this one?
Yeah, Flav.
Yeah, hurry up.
What what have you got in stock? Razzle, no. Fiesta, no. Reader's Wise.
Fiesta, I've never even heard of that.
All right, I'll be there.
What's Fiesta?
Arthur, Fiesta's like there were like three big porn mags when I was a kid. There was Fiesta. There was Razzle, which was a little bit like cheeky because it's like there would be like centerfold with like a bird with just a can of beans thrown on her, not like emptied on her, like beans all over the place. Didn't really get it. Even as a kid, I was like, that's not sexy.
Beans
and mushrooms. And then Men Only. Men Only was the bagger one. Right. I found my brother's stash under his bed once and just stole them. Took them home. They were mine.
Because he can't bring it up, can he? He can't go.
You got my porn mags.
Pitching my porn mags of it.
Yeah. Mate, what am I going to get him from? I'm like 14. You can go and get whenever you want. I'm 14. I ain't going to be able to go and get him. Just let me have him.
Does anyone... People are just buying them with pride then, are they? They're just going...
I don't know how they did it. That is, you're right. You've got to be proper bold about it. Going into a news agent, getting a porn mag from the top shelf, taking it over to Ethel behind the counter and going, yeah, can I have that, please? And a brown paper bag.
Yeah, and some Halls soothers.
People won't know that back in the day, actually getting access to adult material was a mission. And when you finally did, it was like you'd reached nirvana. Now you just switch on your phone and it's all there. The worst kind.
See, Rob's looking.
Back then it was wholesome.
Rob's going to take his iPhone in. Apparently,
you would find them in hedgerow sometimes, or in woodland.
Yeah, they seemed to sort of there was a magnetic field that found them
in hedgerows.
Well, literally a field that would find them.
Yeah, in field. In a field. And they're like, whoa, fuck, look what I found. And the right perverts wouldn't say anything; they'd just tuck it away. Take it home. Football podcast.
Yeah. Anthony Myers, Villa versus Everton. He's not quite good enough to go to one of the huge clubs, so he could come here to use as a stepping stone Derby. I am massively guilty for that. I often say that. Because I don't see him at that. I see him at a West Ham. I see him at Villa. I see him at Everton. I see him at a Newcastle.
What I'm saying then, what players inside Everton and Villa are currently on the stepping stones? Grealish was there from the beginning, so you can't say him.
Do you know what, Barkley, I guess he's kind of backing. He's backing to bounce again, maybe. Watkins, maybe.
What we said in terms of Villa. Watkins, maybe. But that was a logical step. Like, most big clubs weren't going to, like, big clubs in inverted commas, because Villa are a big club. But, you know, most teams in top six aren't going to gamble 30 million on Ollie Watkins, who's not going to play. So Villa doesn't seem like a stepping stone. It seems like a logical step. Yeah. Whereas people like Luka Modric and Berbatov.
Luka Dean, maybe?
When Spurs were at that stage, when Luka Modric and Berbatov turned up, it was clear, abundantly clear, that these guys weren't going to be at the club for very long. They were unreal. And so that's a stepping stone, do you know what I mean? Mm. Do you know who I think might be? Go on to do bigger things at Everton. I think Doucouré in midfield might end up with a big move to a club. Maybe
another
in Spain.
Bounce. You can get another bounce.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I really like Holgate. I could see. I wonder if Holgate might fit somewhere.
What do you think? What do you think about?
And Godfrey's good as well. Godfrey's very good. And young.
What do you think about where Calvert-Lewin will end up? What do you project to him?
What do I project for him? He could very easily have two roads. He could have that Wayne Rooney gets picked up, which I can completely see, because he's got everything you want really in a striker. Or he could do a Harry Kane thing with Everton, because Everton have got a lot of money and a good manager, and he's starting. So why would you change it? Richarlison's another one as well. He's very good.
I think Calvert-Lewin, just in the same way, like Harry Kane stayed at Tottenham because the club rose with him.
Yeah.
We were lucky in that the club was in an upward trajectory when he came to form. As soon as he started playing in the first team, we just felt like we were on this upwards. And now is going to be the challenge, actually, where, you know, within his rights, if we don't win something this year as a player, you'd look at it and think, unless he wants to stay at Tottenham and break all the records and be a legend, like if that's more important to him, and it could be, then you could say at some point he's going to say, all right, well, maybe I do want to try it.
When's his contract up? Club. Do you know?
Not for three years.
Right. And he's what, 28, 7? Right, so his next contract is his last big one. So that's when he moves, isn't it?
Well, we started talks with him already for about a new one. I don't know. I think, as a Spurs, I don't want him to leave, and it would be a shame he would leave, and it would be crushing, because you think, wouldn't it be wonderful to watch him play out his career till like 34? But football isn't like that. He's a human being, and he wants to... Even if we won things at Tottenham, if he wanted to just try something new, I'd go mad in the same job for 10 years. Mad.
Yeah.
So, it's a weird one. But Calvert-Lewin, like, if a club if a club like maybe Everton are on that trajectory as well. Maybe they are, and that's what will keep him there.
He could go. That's the problem. I don't know where he would go.
Imagine Man United.
Man United have got so many. You know, you've got Mason Greenwood there. You've got Rashford. You've got Martial.
Not nines though, are they? Not nines.
Yeah. Do you know, he could be a replacement for Cavani when that's done.
Also, Man City will need a forward, and I don't know if they'll trust in someone like him, or they'll want a ready-made. Oh, he's ready-made, actually. It's just that's.
I don't think he suits. I'm not sure he suits Man City really.
They prefer like a more technical.
So I think he's in a good spot, you know. And he's got he needs to focus on this week because, as Jamie says, this week against Villa, it's the Kazoo Derby. So he needs to just concentrate on that. Leroy furloughed. Sorry. Sheffield United Spurs is the penis synonym derby as the Cocks take on the Blades. Calling your penis a blade. I guess it's a sword, maybe.
Never know that.
Jack the Jobber. Sheffield United versus Tottenham. The club mottos that don't really describe their current state of the team derby. Sheff U, forged in steel. Well, that's where you're wrong because they're about to turn it all around. Spurs, to dare is to do. Little dig at
you. Very true. No, he's right. We don't.
It's a cautious club.
The least, it's not daring at all. It's very technical. Do you know if you just break down to dare is to do, it doesn't mean anything.
Give it a go, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I understand what it means. But if you look at the words, it doesn't make a great deal of sense.
What do you mean by that?
Dare is to do. It's not that, as a sentence, doesn't make a great deal of sense. Maybe in Latin it made a lot more when it was odere est faceri. But in English, it's to dare is to do. It doesn't make anything. To do something is to be daring, might be a bit better, but to dare is to do is just bullshit as a statement.
If you want to be, it's a bit pedantic, isn't it? Why don't you just go with it?
I have done for the last 25 years, and right now I'm just drawing a line under it.
Joe Burrell in the Patreon chat says all club mottos are pure waffle. This means more, Calgon. Yes, the fuck it, this means more.
What's that one?
I swear, because Liverpool fans are better than all other fans, according to their club, not them, not the fans themselves. And so they went, this what's, means more.
What, is that?
I don't want to get into this again.
Have we got into it? I've never had this discussion.
I think we've said it numerous times. Have we not? But you know, when the year when they didn't win it, but they then continue to have it, they have this phrase. Calgon's in the chat. Do they still have this phrase? This means more.
That doesn't make any sense either. It means more to Liverpool fans. Of course, it means more to you because you.
Why does anything mean more to a specific club or fan than another club or fan?
Because you follow that. You follow that club, but to everybody else, it doesn't.
They're saying this game of football. This means more to our group of fans than your group of fans.
Had the same game. Yeah.
No, that's not what they're saying.
No, they are. They're saying that if we're both like Liverpool fans, get it more. It means more to us than it would.
No, but it was in the lead up to it was in the lead up to the Premier League title race against Man City. They were claiming that it meant more to them than it did to Man City fans.
Yeah, it's like I Liverpool fans have that way about them. Sorry, Cal, but this is my experience. We did an interview. Me and
digging him out. Calling him out.
No, I'm not digging out. I'm not digging out. I'm just saying I had a conversation with Chris Pajak on this podcast when we were at Bull Street. Yeah. And I said, we deserve this more than Liverpool fans. And he was going, of course you don't. You don't deserve it more. They've won it six times. How could they deserve it? Imagine having five plates of massive food and there's a plate here with no food on it and then going in for another meal and the person with the five plates of food going, no, actually, I deserve this more than you. Doesn't make any sense, does it? So that's the mindset of Liverpool fans. But that's fine because that's part of the reason why Liverpool are so successful because they have that mentality.
Okay, sure. Calgon has set me straight with this. No, so it's not continued. That's glorious to read. It was just a slogan used for that season. Okay. But within that season, it's outrageous.
Rob, can you let us know what's Bolton's sort of saying?
Yeah, let us know. Sure, we can read out some next week. Your club's slogan. Or whatever it is.
Yeah, what's your club slogan? And we'll break it down, see if it's actually any good. And we'll maybe rate him who has the best club slogan.
Yeah.
I think, Everton's club slogan is quite good, I think.
It's Neil Satis or something like that, isn't it? Let me run through these derby games, mate. Just get this out of the way, if anything. Jack H, THFC, Leicester versus Southampton is the... You could tell me both teams were fourth in the league and I believe you. Derby. It's true, isn't it? I thought that worked. Which ones? Go on. Where are those two in the league?
Sorry, what?
Where are Leicester and Southampton in the league?
Leicester are fourth. Southampton are seventh.
Fourth, seventh. Superb. Great work.
You did. I think you showed it
earlier. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
George. Oh, no, we've done Leeds, Brian. Forget that. And Kieran Flynn, like this one. Wolves versus West Brom in the alphabet relegation battle. Derby.
Good. Very good.
Very good. Right. Where are we at? Here we go. Pure nonsense now. High quality rumours. Love this. Love this. High quality rumours. Are you ready, Flav?
Set the scene, because I can't quite remember what it is.
High quality rumours is when, basically, I just want like almost like terrible rumours that sort of caught on. I'm really excited about the nuance of this, because I think a lot of people that will watch this will have that banter with a lot of their friends. And like we said, touched on last week, often it's about not biting on these things so that they don't stick, that they don't catch.
You
were trying to test me last week and I got it so wrong. You did it earlier brilliantly, when you went, I said something like, oh, Midlands racist, and you went, yeah, okay, fair enough. That's great. Everyone's like, that's an Alcott. You bounced it, but you went like that. Ooh, it was superb. It was superb. And I didn't want to bring it up then, because I wanted to bring it up. But great work. Go back like 5 minutes. When I went, oh, you're a Midlands racist, and you went, okay, fine. I was like, brilliant. Okay. Right, we've got loads. So, Flav, I want you to call a stop to it, because we can always save more for next week.
Okay, go on.
Matt Bradbury, just checking in. Happy New Year, fellas. On the subject of Lady Doth protest too much and minor rumours, last week we were talking about a guy who... a uni mate who they said drank butter and because he kind of got annoyed then aggressive, and then Lady Duff to protest too much, it became real. So this is on that same line. So my flatmate from my first year at uni made up that this is class. My flatmate from first year at uni made up that I said I was 6 foot tall the first time we met. I'm actually 5 foot nine, and I'm in fourth year now, but people still say to me, remember that you thought you were 6 foot until you came to uni? As if I'd never had any context as to what height was until I was at the age of 18. It boils my blood. I get annoyed every time. People just assume it's true because I protest so much.
Do you remember when you thought you were 6 foot?
That would be so annoying.
Like, I don't know if I've got any triggers that
you know,
I can't...
Craig, my mate Craig, he's like big on this as well. I might actually send him this. He's big on this, like, and he'll go. Once it's cut, say something's happened twice, you go, that's a thing now, isn't it? That's a thing. That's the way that's the phrase he said. Well, that's a thing now. Like, it's so good.
What I was going to say, is there anything, I don't know if you want to even say this, and I can't think of any for me, but I'm sure I have it, where you've got something that just triggers you and there's nothing you can do about it. Don't actually say it, because you know people are going to jump on it.
Yeah.
But can you think of anything?
This means more is a good one. I'm
talking about
really
your,
infuriates me.
About your person.
Me as, me aesthetically.
Not aesthetic. It could be aesthetically, but it could also be about something about you.
Right.
And I'm not, don't tell him, because you know what the internet's like. They will fucking lap this shit
up. Do you know what? I'm all right, you know. I think I'm quite self-deprecating anyway. So I think I'm like, I've seen it myself. Like, I know what my eyebrows look like. Do you know what I mean?
On YouTube, if you haven't got a thick skin, just don't do it. Like, the minute you become
he looks like that, he looks like this, whatever.
Oh mate, there's things I didn't even know about myself that I now know based on what people have observed.
Mm. Do you know Kieran Carlin? Do you know Kieran Carlin?
No.
You might have met him. No, you probably wouldn't. So Kieran Carlin's a big YouTuber now. He used to work at Football Daily.
Has he got little glasses?
No, I don't think so. No, he doesn't.
Does he look like kind of Pan Asian?
No, he's white. But he's a good lad. And I play football with him and stuff. Anyway, I was chatting to him once about
Like, because he does a lot. He's got a lisp, but he's been
on your channel. I know. Sorry. I'm interrupting you.
He's literally. But anyway, he's got a lisp. But he said to me, he said I had no idea I had a lisp. It's only until he started doing YouTube videos and Football Daily that people like someone said, "All right, lispy boy." And he's got obviously he's lent into it and let it go. Like he's fine with it. But he had no idea. He had no idea he had a lisp.
Can I add something to that and tell you what I've got and what's happened to me is I never knew how much I touch my face, do this, do that. I never had a clue that I was doing it. I didn't know I'd do it. I do it all the time now. But since Ball Street started, people just kept making the amount of people that think I've got a coke habit because I do this a lot. It's more like a twitch is all I would say. Like it's a comfort thing. People like I went on Rory's channel and they said, "Oh, it's really sad that bloke must have a really bad. He's really incoherent and has kept touching his nose. That? Sure signs of a coke habit."
Oh dear! I honestly don't notice it. Like it's not like, oh yeah, Flavio touches his nose a lot. Like it's not a thing. Don't worry, you're fine.
Yeah.
Weird rumor, Cormac Doherty. This is honestly the weirdest rumor I think I've ever heard. I've still ever heard. At an all boys school, this is great. An all boys school, so constant attempts at demasculating one another, but it went around that this one guy would cry every time he watches the video for Massive Attack's Teardrop. This guy wasn't anyone that needed taken down a peg. Fairly inconsequential in the hierarchy of the class. But the weirdness of it always made me laugh. And I remember there was a real emphasis on every time. As in, no. It wasn't just once, a one-off. Every time he watches it, he cries. How would anyone know this? Why would anyone care? Why would he keep watching it? I love this. I think this might be my favourite bit of all time. Like it's the ones like it's the harmless, silly, stupid ones. They're just so good. Jim's real estate. Wild rumour. In my last year of school, me and my mates had come up with a harmless a very funny rumour that our school captain still kissed his mum on the lips. Obviously this hurt his ego and caused back and forth pranks between many of the lads, resulting in the school captaincy being temporarily being taken away from him.
There was a grime MC. You might know this actually, because I remember us talking about it and bullshit in the office, who did a Snapchat or a TikTok or whatever it was, and he squeezed his mum's bum.
Was it that Neymar?
On the TikTok. No. Oh, no. I know what you're talking about with Neymar as well, but he squeezed his mum's bum on Snapchat or something. And he basically—I don't know if he's still rapping now, but he pretty much got deleted.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. It was on Gasworks. It's going. Gasworks. He went, "Yeah, I did." Yeah, he sort of tried to go with it, and people were like,
"Yeah, there's some things you shouldn't own."
Yeah.
All right. There's some things you shouldn't own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you just go, "That wasn't my mum." How would you get out of that? So you put up a video of you. Of you squeezing your mum's bum, right? And then it's like that feeling of, oh, fuck, I fucked up. Because the reaction's like, it's probably pretty normal. You're squeezing your mum's bum all the time in the house. That's just etiquette in that household. It's nothing normal. It's nothing sexual in it. Just squeeze my mum's bum every now and then. It's not a problem, right? So he thinks that's normality. He thinks that's happening in all the households. Everyone's squeezing their mum's bum. So he posts it up. Hey, squeeze my mum's bum.
What's the scenario where he's squeezing his mum's bum? When are you doing that, man?
He's in the kitchen. She's bent over and he's like, "Oi, look at that. Squeeze." That's the kind of thing it was. And he posted it and he's gone, "Shit, fucking, I'm the only one that squeezes my mum's bum. I'm okay with it, but this is not going well for me because I'm a grime MC. I need to switch this up." The only way you could deal with it, saying jokes, "That's not my mum," and people go, "That ain't funny." Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but how you can't get around that if it is your mum.
You've posted that, and your career is dead. It's over.
Football podcast. Finn Gilmore. Rumour alert. Well, sort of. I haven't been able to verify it to this day. We went to Kingswood in year 7. And there was a rumour that a boy had a pack of jelly babies in his suitcase. And what went on in that room is unknown. But the story goes that one of the other boys walked in on two of them sticking jelly babies up their bums for a laugh.
How old? I love that, but
that's the thing that kids do. Why do they do this ridiculous thing that probably didn't happen? For a laugh.
Just for a laugh. I see, this is another thing, is I think I'm one of the few people that growing up wasn't obsessed with their own arseholes. Like all my mates, everyone. You haven't stuck a finger up your own arse, why haven't I wanked?
No,
I have not. I have not done that. Why has everybody else done that? Like, this is like the opposite of squeezing your mum's bum. Everyone thinks this is normal. So, yeah, sometimes I treat myself, don't I? I treat myself.
I stick
a finger up my own arse while I'm knocking one out. Treat myself. So what's it got to do with you? It's got nothing to do with me, mate. You crack on.
I just don't
want to know what everyone's done it and I haven't.
Okay. How many more do you want? One more? No more?
Yeah, let's have one more.
Last one. Nice juicy one here. M. Deutsch. Hey up, lads. Just checking in. I have a sort of detailed rumour from my high school. Picture the scene. Love it when people say it. It's lunchtime, year 10, just like any normal day, when all of a sudden the dinner ladies all start going mental, telling everyone to get the hell inside. Fear was in the air. What had caused such panic? Well, to this day, no one knows for sure what happened that afternoon. Rumours started as simple as the kid telling teachers to fuck off. Then talk of the dinner hall ramped up to murmurs that Jake had hit a teacher. Another kid had heard Jake had pushed the head teacher, who later we all were all deceived into thinking was pregnant. Right. By the end of fifth period, I had heard that Jake had climbed the tallest building in the school and had pushed a pregnant dead teacher off. we will never really know the full influence of Jake's rampage, but know this. The events that occurred that day definitely were not as dramatic as the insane theories of Polesworth High. Nonetheless, it will be remembered for eons to come. My theory is that someone wanted to know what he had won, but his pride wouldn't let him, saying nothing, actually. Also, that kid later went on to go out with a year 7 whilst in year 11. That's weird.
Yes. All right, that's enough. Let's save the rest.
Okay. Oh, very good. Guys, keep it up. Right.
Wonderful.
Next week. Let me just pop that in.
Do you a bit of producing on the go? That's what you do, Jim.
Yeah, save them. Ooh. Right.
You know, have we still got a... What's he won? What have you won?
Yeah.
Have we got a section called What Have You Won?
No, it kind of died out.
It petered out.
I did use it in a comment today. Yesterday. Because I did a tier list this week, and I put Hugo Lloris as at the lowest tier, vice captain at best, because I don't think he's one of the great Spurs captains, and I don't really like goalkeepers as captains because they can't really influence the game. And people got quite angry about it, and someone made a comment, and I went, but with respect, what has he won with Spurs?
Why do you have the with Spurs? Because he's the captain of France as well.
But that's irrelevant to that conversation.
He's a World Cup winning captain.
Yeah, he's not. He's won nothing with Spurs. He's won absolutely nothing with Spurs.
Yeah, but I'm just picking you up here, Jim, because that's what good friends do. He's won the biggest trophy that you can win in world football.
Without Spurs.
And the manager decided to give him the captaincy. And James of the James Lawrence Alcott YouTube channel thinks that's incorrect.
With respect, what has he won with Spurs?
No, I take that with respect. And with respect, I say to you, Jim, you're saying that there are other captains of other football clubs that are better? Is that the tier list? Was it better?
It was a very nuanced conversation. I encourage everyone to check out the video.
All right, can I just while
it's a long video, you're not going to be able to watch it.
I'm going to watch it all right now. No, let me. I don't know who West Brom's captain is.
Jake Livermore.
So
he won the Hunger Games.
Look, I'm not going to bite. Football's hurt me enough this week already. We drew a game.
You already have.
I haven't.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, go on. Be fair.
I'm rattled.
You know, do you remember birds and that?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Goals and Facts.
James, did you get that picture of a seagull in a tree?
No.
Someone sent me a picture, but I can't remember where I saw it. It's a seagull with webbed feet sitting in a tree. They exist. Well, I've seen a seagull in a tree.
Mm-hmm. I did see someone comment about saying, I live by the sea and I've always got a spoon on me, just in case I see a seagull in a tree.
Oh, so I'd love
take
that.
A picture. That would be the best picture I've ever fucking
yeah,
seen.
Oh yeah, yeah. That would be peak.
Just a quick one then with goals and facts. Hugh Griffin, I was doing well getting my girlfriend to like the podcast, but then Jim said he didn't like Brie, and now I'm back to square one. He then replied with a girlfriend update. She thinks the reason for goals don't land in trees is because trees aren't strong enough. She is insisting that this is correct, even as I type this. Well, Hugh, girlfriend's an idiot.
Yeah, you. I'm sorry, mate.
Sorry, mate. Girlfriend's an idiot. If you had a girlfriend, goals don't land in trees because trees aren't strong enough, mate.
I love the. Jeez,
look, we're all in lockdown, mate. I don't know if you're living with her, so see it out. Be polite, but once you got your freedom back, get rid. That's one of the most stupid things I've ever read.
Sorry, mate. Your girlfriend is an idiot. I'd like you, Hugh, to get your girlfriend to explain what she means in detail, as much detail as she can muster.
Don't dig. I think she's going to dig her. If you can dig yourself out of this, I'll apologise in the pod happily. But right now, you look like an idiot. I stand by that.
Oh, shit.
John Kelly, goal fact.
The thing is, she hasn't even volunteered this information. Hugh did it for her. She's just having a conversation with her bloke, admittedly, sounding like an idiot. But she'd make it, you know, Hugh's put this forward.
Not my problem.
Killed her.
Don't write it down if you don't want me to. You know, anything can happen in this pod.
Yeah.
John Kelly, goal fact. I stay in a flat and work in a local shop. Sometimes I start at 6 a.m. One morning I took the bins out to the bin shelter before a 6 a.m. start. I had to fight a roaming squad of gulls that had taken the eaten bins before I could go to work that day. Vicious bastards they are. It's not a fact, John. It's not a fact, is it?
That is
goal
shit,
fact.
John.
That's a gull experience. Very different.
Yeah, John, that's shit.
That is terrible.
What you've done, John, is shit. That's just shit.
I think I feel like with that comment, you've single-handedly finished goals and facts.
Goals and facts. John, I got up this morning. It was quite early, about 7:25 I got up this morning, right? As I got out, I stubbed my toe. Fucking killed it. Horrible feeling, stubbing your toe really hurt. That was better than what I just read. I'd rather stub my toe again than read what you've just turned in.
Yeah. After this, I might go and stub my toe just to try and get over that. Let's try and finish on a high then with Badges Explained.
Is this a new bit where we attack people that support the pod?
Good do. Well, no, only, you know, when it's...
They deserve it.
Yeah, they got to deserve it. Oh, that's not it. So, Asatagu Mures is the badge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the badge that we... it was James and Flav community page. He's also got a Twitter account, which is very supportive of us, so we appreciate that. So here is said badge. Here it is. Let's get that one a bit... Oh, can we do better than that? Yes, we can. There it is. So as you can see... This is the badge. Have a good look at it because I've got to read the comments so you won't be able to see it.
Oh, this is where the bear stabbed himself in the head.
Got a bear stabbed himself in the head. You got the arm. You got the scales. You got the crown. You got the bull. You got, a font that I'm okay with.
It's madness.
It's madness. So we haven't got time to move the mouse to here and Google explanation of the badge. No. You guys we're can busy. Do it for us. Very, very, very busy.
We're very busy. Very busy.
So, we want that badge to be explained. And there are a few options here. Aus, what a knob. Oz Spurs, AUS. My sources tell me that Murray's... Hang on. My sources tell me that Murray's badge came about because of their infamous founder, Mr. A, who was known for his unbelievable ability in the true test of sporting prowess, arm wrestling.
Good.
He was also sometimes referred to as the Michelin Man due to his portly size, as you can see on the badge.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. As you can see on the badge, a mysterious man was offered a match with Mr. A and reluctantly accepted. However, in order to gain an advantage, the mystery man decided to wear a wolf mask in order to distract him. To his dismay, the plan worked, and in a shocked Mr. A to such an extent that he let himself go, and his appearance began to resemble an actual wolf with a tangly beard and shaggy hair. After a tough mental battle and struggling to cope with the loss, he unfortunately took his own life through the means of stabbing himself in the face with a sword. After his death, the club decided to commemorate the event on the club badge, and as a sign of respect, Mr. A removed the A in Targu Mures to make it Turgu Mures. Fascinating stuff. So that's the explanation of the badge. Or Rufus Satchel believes that this is the story of the badge. A Romanian lad I used to work with told me that the badge represents the city's fabled derby game. Sometime in the 16th century, the Order of Transylvanian Targu Knights were playing in a local derby against the vampires from across the Muras River. The crown at the top of the badge symbolises the king, who insisted on playing in the match despite his lacklustre end product in the final third. The scales represent the unusual tradition of weighing the ball before the match, making sure it weighed exactly the same as the pies served at the game, of course. Targu was having a bit of trouble with the bear community at the time, and the bears were mad for a weighted pie. During the game, some of the bears managed to get past security at the turnstiles. One of the bears happened to be named Asa. Got so frustrated with the king's inability to finish his chances that he ran on the pitch in the 93rd minute, scored a 30-yard screamer. Pre-VAR, the goal stood. The king was so embarrassed by having his thunder stolen by a bear, he ordered one of the knights to execute the bear while his back was turned as he celebrated to the crowd, explaining the awkward angle. Asa has gone down in Romanian folklore legend. The badge honours his memory, and they haven't lost a derby since. Wow. Or John Fropp, I've done some digging into the Acer 2013 Targu Mures badge. Turns out it honours the bravery of the 14th century Romanian knight who took it upon himself to take down the invading Mongolian forces single-handedly by sneaking into their camp dressed as a bear.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the bear mask restricted his vision so much he landed on his sword face first. That's a shame. He died and the Mongols ripped apart Romania, leaving thousands suffering in agony. I never found out why the scales are there.
All of that makes complete sense. What about Matt?
And finally, as Matt Robson says here, that badge isn't a bear knight stabbing himself in the head. That's a knight with a head of a bear on his sword.
What's he talking
that
about?
Does. I do look at it differently when I do that. So that's not someone stabbing themselves. That's a bear's head on just an arm. No. Someone else is just flexing with their bear head.
Out of all of the things that were said just now, Matt's is the most unbelievable. Yeah. Can't get my head around what he said at all.
So be it. We have one new badge for next week. That comes from Tinface87, football badge, Gone Back United. Very simple comment there.
Let's
have
a look.
So what we're looking for is an explanation to Gone Back United. I don't know where they play. Malaysia.
I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be something along those lines.
Oh, wow. That is a beauty. Good God. Hang on.
Right, so it's... That's a cow.
That's class.
that's a cow who is a goalkeeper.
Yep. Number one.
He's got a hat on. Is that a hat? Oh, no. Is that a triangle in the background, a mountain in the background, a tent or a teepee in the background, two teepees in the background, or is it a red hat on his head?
I think it's all of those things, amazingly. And do you know what? Do you know what I rate about this badge, Jim?
Yeah.
What I rate about this badge is that they've put the goalkeeper first. No one, the goalkeeper never go first.
Bit of shining a light on that, yeah. I like as well the position of the ball, which makes me think that's a shot on its way to being saved. Instead gone of just back. Being in the middle.
Where are they? Gone back United. Singapore.
Was it Singapore?
Because if it was India, I would have gone, yeah, get it. Cows are sacred.
Mm.
I'm not sure they are sacred in Singapore.
Right. Let us know. Is that Rob Turner? Rob Turner XG said, terrible shot. Straight at a goal. He put it in the corners. Very good.
Yeah, it's the fact they put the ball in perspective as well. Like, it's on its way.
Yeah.
It's not there yet. And his position is horrible. Like, imagine if you saw your goalkeeper.
Get on your toes, mate. Like, get on your toes, keeper. For God's sake. He's so flat-footed. Flat-hoofed.
But they wouldn't be... When have you ever seen a goalkeeper come out like that? You'd be terrified. If that was your goalkeeper for your team and they're coming out the ball to save a shot like this, I'm not sure they'd play again.
Okay. Right, it's been a bumper podcast. It's been juicy. We hope you've enjoyed it. Yeah. No, I haven't got any. Haven't had any birds in that in a while.
Yeah, which one is that? I reckon we need a little revamp, Jim. I think we need new bits, new ideas.
New bits, new ideas. Okay.
Yeah, so let us know. If you've got any ideas, anything you want us to do, keep it fresh. It may not. Maybe it's exactly the same next week. That's fine as well.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like the GeoGuessr thing, you know, or the map thing. Yeah.
We're always on the lookout for new bits, aren't we?
We are. Right, guys, thank you so much. If you want to get involved with the Patreon, link's in the description. If not, have a cracking weekend. Thanks for watching this far. Do you want to give them a word, Flav? By the way, only comment below if you're a new subscriber and you got down there. Because if there's too many, then it's mad. Make it something very discreet, Flav.
Kumquat.
Yeah, really discreet. Thanks. Come what it is. If you're a new sub, then we can thank you next week. Get involved in the comments. Simple. Right, guys.
Hey.
Speak soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, patrons.
Bye. Cheers, boys and girls.
Streaming now.